I'm just gonna mix it all together. I need to go Nigella.
In this thread, embarrassing high school stories. Be me, feeling like crap for the past few months. Talked to a doctor about it. He writes me a prescription for an antidepressant. It's called Anafrinil. After a few weeks, the effects start to kick in. Feels good, man. Be sitting in calculus class one day. This crap is boring as hell. I yawn, and then I instantly get rock hard. It feels like I'm about to coom. What? I am then overcome by the most earth-shaking climax. Shake back and forth while yelling, "Oh, frick yeah!" Fall out of chair. Legs trembling. Huge coom stain on my pants. Everyone looks at me in shock. I ask to be excused. Later that night, I look up the side effects of Anafrinil on Wikipedia. It says that 5% of users experience spontaneous, completion that is apparently triggered by yawning. Dude, what? So I go to class the next day. Everyone trying not to laugh as I walk in and sit down. Teacher hands out a test, look at the first question, and get this huge, throbbing priapism. Oh god. That integral sign. That DXDY. Oh, it's also freaking hot. My brain has apparently associated calculus with that deep bliss that I felt the other day. I unzip my fly and take the test while attempting to fap it in stealth mode.
What are you talking about?
There's no way that's gonna work. Someone yawns. Yawning is contagious, so I yawn. It's happening, .gif! My dong erupts like Old Faithful. Sprays a fountain of coom all over my face. My face when I fap to my calculus test. My face when everyone in school now calls me the math turbator. This is fake, right? I'm gonna look up an Anafrinil. And Google confirms, so somebody did their fact-checking or this actually happened to them. Also, I'm looking to pick up some Anafrinil, and I'm gonna watch TED Talks and keep yawning until I just pass out. And that's how I spent my whole weekend. Woke up 2 days later. We really do learn something new every day, you know? So let's see what we learn in the next post. Oh, the segues are back. B15. Grandfather has dementia. He thinks there's a crocodile in his living room. He sits on the other side of the room with a loaded shotgun. He keeps the door to the kitchen open. Always shouts at you if you close it. That's weird because I always got told to close it before. Grandfather friggin' hates crocodile. Gets worse every day. He hates it in his house because of crocodile. Eventually, parents move him to the hospital. He's happy. I got to visit him. He's happy because there's no crocodile. He calls me over to him one day to talk to him. I go to him and we're discussing the crocodile. He starts laughing and this is what he tells me.
It's great. I love it here. And I didn't even tell the crocodile where I was going.
This is what I tell him.
Yeah, but I told him.
He jumps out of his bed looking for his gun and died from a heart attack a few days later. I think I killed my grandfather? This is the first time I've ever told anyone about this since it happened 8 years ago. Dude, you definitely did, but also you're 15 and kind of a jerk. Like, I don't think you considered the long-reaching effects that this statement might have on your grandfather's dementia at 15. It's evil! It's super evil! I wish I could judge you for it, but at that age, you really don't know, you know? It's just like a dad joke gone horribly wrong. Be me, 18 years old. Be a pizza guy. Deliver to a house in a bad neighborhood. Man answers the door. He is 600 pounds and completely eyes glazed, likely on something. He pays for the pizza with half-dollar coins that are all dried glue on one side. Strong smell of poop. He crapped on the floor while performing the transaction. informed me he was making room. Then he opens the pizza box, rubs slice over his chest, and tips me $40. My face went, I'm okay with this. I guess as long as I get to leave immediately, $40, I'm good. Another post in the thread gives us a different perspective. This is one of the things I love most on 4chan. I need to find more of these posts. Be 40 years old. Be slightly overweight. Take metabolism pills. Not my pills. Whose freaking pills are they? Start to get really hot. Remove all my clothes. Remember, I have a pizza coming. Feel a bad trip coming on. Tape money to the table so I don't lose it. No, that's a terrible idea. So I scrape all the coins off. Then things get weird. The door alarm rings. This freaking dragon is standing at my portcullis, demanding coins. I give him them while losing my crap out of fear. I take enchanted shield from my inventory, rub it all over my body. Use razor leaf on the dragon. Dragon flees. Safe another day in the Mushroom Kingdom. He might not be the hero we deserve, but he's definitely the hero we need. It's too weird, dude. I mean, both of the posts. Yes, very weird, but at least there is an attempted explanation. I guess this video is developing like a poopy theme, so let's stick with that. That time, my body did exactly as I asked. In the dorm, really bad walls. I don't even know how to put it. I can hear most of what other people are doing if they're being at all noisy, such as yelling or banging or whatever. I am fed up with it. Wait for people in the dorm next to me to bang it out. I put my butt up against the wall, as close as I could. I blast out a monstrous fart. A cacophony of horror erupts from my cornhole. There is no language for such abysms of shrieking and immemorial lunacy, such eldritch contradictions of all matter, force, and cosmic order. I almost crap myself because I farted so hard. It echoes through the walls so extraordinarily loud that it is a miracle of nature. The banging suddenly stops, and it does not start up again. Brutal silence. My face went. yeah, satisfaction. There you go. Have a good sleep. Speaking of which, have to sleep at parents' house. Have a bedroom right next to parents' bedroom, only separated by a thin wooden wall. It's midnight. I can't sleep. So I stand up and go to the wall between our bedrooms, press my butt cheeks against said wall. The fart begins as just a low murmur. Suddenly it kicks into overdrive and blasts my entire butt crescendo all over the wall and into the other room. Swiftly leap into bed just as my dad opens my door and peeks in. He thinks I'm asleep, leaves, jump up, and violate the wall again. This blast is so powerful that my O-ring practically drums against the wall. It's like overly descriptive. I hear my dad come in and pretend to be asleep again. Then I run up to the wall once more when he's gone. My butt cheeks spread all over the damp spot on the wall, and I'm preparing to unleash another nuclear abomination. Jesus Christ, it's a bomb! Suddenly, see my dad leap into my room right in the middle of my brain-shattering explosion. His face went. this is what you do at night? They're gonna ask you to move out as soon as you're 18. Take a good look, Dad. This is the type of horrors which you have wrought into this world. At least he's your problem, not mine. How about a dog appreciation thread? B12. Get a golden retriever puppy. Won't quit shivering, so I just hold him for hours. I name him Duke. B16, go everywhere with this dog. He's my best friend. Dad goes through a lot of marriages. Marries some crazy heifer with a rescued abused pit bull. This pit bull is a prick to everyone except that crazy heifer. We gotta keep it locked up in the house. One day, out in front of the house, this crazy goddamn pit bull gets out of its cage. Runs at me. Oh god, that JPEG! Pitbull knocks me down and sinks his teeth into me. Then Duke comes from the backyard, knocks the pit bull off me, fights it for long enough for me to escape. Looking back, I can see the pit bull tearing my best friend's throat out. I get away, Crazy Dog runs down the street, and we don't ever see it again. Cry at my dead dog's side for a good few hours in front of my house where everyone can see. Duke is buried. Crazy Heifer blames me for her stupid pit bull. Be a week later, hungry, look in the cupboard. What? All of my baked bean cans are gone. Turn on the news. Duke is a millionaire. It turns out he faked his own death in order to go out and sell my Bush's baked beans recipe. It's kind of a throwback. I haven't seen a Bush's baked bean commercial in many years, but I still eat it, so I guess it worked. Good on you, Duke. In our next post, Anon buys a $3,000 toy. A toy that will be used in some very intimate ways, if you take me. Package arrives. Mailman.
Man, that thing's heavy. What's in there?
Sweating nervously, grab my package and run back into the dank, dark hole called my home. Sweating even more heavily due to the 20-foot run back to my home. Unbox your new cutie pie. See plastic Hoingo Doingos through the wrapping of your new Lolly 4000 Pomp Pomp Edition. Heart starts pounding. Have a heart attack and die instantly. You deserved it. After 2 months, landlord comes by to see why you haven't made an excuse on why you can't pay your bill for the month, only to see two giant ham-colored meat mountains in your doorway, this of course being your very own massive butt. Landlord calls the police and the EMT. EMT shows up and asks for 5 more guys to assist in shoving your fat corpse into the truck. Then the cops show up. Does this guy have any other friends or relatives? Then the other cops see the doll.
I highly doubt that.
You deserve it. This was a PSYOP post created to help 4chan neckbeards take a good hard look at their life and how it might end. It didn't work. Next post. 16, home alone, walk around naked.
Oh, feels good, man.
In the kitchen, I hear voices in the hallway.
I can't escape.
I hide in a tiny utility room which is attached to the kitchen. It is dark and it is hot. My dad and a group of builders walk into the kitchen. God. Vaguely remember something about new kitchen cabinets. I am trapped. An hour or so later, I really need to pee. So I search for something to pee in. I find a big plastic bottle of sangria, still full, about a liter. I drink it all in 5 minutes.
Gah, disgusting.
At this point, my kidneys are about to explode. I quickly shove napkins into the bottle to mask the sound. MacGyver.avi. You really thought this one out, didn't you? I wiggle my schlong into the bottle. Get a little bit hot due to the friction. I pee, and it is the best freaking pee of my entire life. Suddenly, it really buzzed from that sangria. I accidentally squeeze the bottle, and suction traps my dong. The more I try to get it out, the more it gets stuck. Panic! Start feeling really drowsy due to the alcohol and the heat. Try to remove myself from the bottle, and I end up hurting myself. Make some groaning noises.
Did you hear that?
Oh no. Door swings open. Blinded by the light, Builder standing in the doorway. He's looking at a drunk kid with a bottle stuck to his ding dong. What the hell? He shouts, and the other builders rush over. Your dad ain't never gonna live this one down. I'm too embarrassed to speak. Some builders go looking for my dad. One of them accuses him of being a kidnapper.
The hell are you talking about?
My dad in the hallway. Then Dad walks into the kitchen. I will never forget his face. He stares at me.
That's my son, you idiots!
I'll explain later. I mumble. Building crew and my dad watch me walk away in silence. The pee inside the bottle makes wavy sloshing sounds as it bounces against my leg. I spend ages removing it. Hear the builders burst into laughter every couple of minutes. Later that day, I explained to my dad what had happened. He promises he won't tell anyone. My name is Brett. Every Christmas when my dad gets slightly drunk, he calls me Bottleneck Brett in front of the whole family with a big grin on his face. And the rest of the family spends the next couple of hours guessing why he calls me that. It could have been a lot worse, honestly. Your dad's holding it down. This is why I don't pee in bottles no more. You need a big bucket. Something with some girth. In this thread, fast food stories. I'll start. Be me, living at uni. Drive to Subway to pick up some lunch before class. Downtime, only two other people are in there. Employee hears the bell and comes out from the back. 9 out of 10, skinny blonde. Holding her phone up to her ear, but she's not talking. I wait a bit, and she gives me a look. Figure she's on hold, and maybe I better order. Okay, yeah, I'll have a 6-inch BLT on Italian, and she cuts me off. Can't you see I'm on the freaking phone? My face went. Oh, excuse me, princess. Wait for 2 minutes. 3 more people get in line behind me. Finally, she finishes listening to her phone. All right, what the hell do you want?
That file name.
Which is cut off in this post. I'm so angry. Her mistake was coming at me, a former Subway employee. It is time to screw up her day 100%. So I order a foot-long double meat meatball sub on honey wheat bread. That bread tears easier than any other, and meatball subs are impossible to close correctly with a regular amount of meatballs. I make her microwave that thing for 2 minutes. She tries to use napkins to take it out so she's not burned and fails miserably. It's a lava sandwich. I order all of the veggies. She tries to place a tiny bit of each kind on it, and I make her double everything. The guy behind me is laughing his arse off. Bread is stretched completely open and tearing. Time to destroy this sandwich for sure. Ask her for oil, and I say I'll tell her when she's used enough. Wait for her to stop on her own, make her double that. The oil bottle is basically empty now. Add an assortment of other sauces. Just pick the ones that would dye her uniform the best colors. Sandwich is basically 40% sauce at this point. She calls me an a-hole and attempts to close the damn thing. Sandwich immediately spews all of its contents all over her uniform. $200 jeans, $500 shoes, bye-bye. She starts crying. Lean over the counter. I change my mind. I'd like a 6-inch BLT on Italian. Yep. I think Subway workers are some of the only people that you could do this to. Because anybody else makes your food in the back and you don't know what the hell's happening to it. But Subway, they gotta be like super clever. You gotta like go lick the cheese right before the customer that you dislike is walking in the door. Please don't ever do that. But also, she did deserve it. Why you gotta be on the phone? Why you gotta be like this? I understand it's a slow time. Maybe I'll call you back, you know? Save you a little bit of heartache. Whatever, I'm not gonna come at Subway workers. Oh, God bless them. Another post, B13. Be with friend at mall/movie theater. Meet an 8 out of 10 half black chick. We exchange numbers. Not bad, JPG. We hang out for most of the day. She tells us her parents are out of town, so we go back to her place. She has a huge freaking house. Be in her room, 3 of us making out. It gets hot and heavy. Down to our underwears, she needs to use the bathroom. My friend and I both have huge raging priapism going on by now. I hear the front door open. Oh God, I hear footsteps coming down the hall. Chick leaves the bathroom. Her dad opens the door. He is freaking huge. He's a linebacker for our local team. Takes a moment to register, then begins to spout off great fatherly rage. Fearing for my life, Chick jumps in between us and her dad, says, oh, we're gay and our parents are unsupportive. This was in the South, and the dad starts to calm down. Suddenly, he becomes super cool with it. So he lets us get changed, introduces us to the rest of the family later, all extremely nice people. They give us cookies and Arnold Palmer, but we have to, you know, act gay and stuff. I gotta go kiss my friend now and again. This goes on for 3 years. After a certain point, you're just doing it because you like it. This ain't for tea and cookies, is it? My face when we've been doubling up on a linebacker's daughter for 3 years while he thinks that we're both totally gay. My face again when Arnold Palmer. You're right, he wasn't doing it for the cookies. He was doing it for the Arnold Palmer. And this freaky chick. I mean, she's into it. I guess he's into it. All three of them are like, I consent. And the dad is like, isn't there someone you forgot to ask? I don't know if OP has like actively considered the fact that he's bi, right? Maybe, probably a little. But this was a decade ago. It's a different time, okay? I'm sure this poster's done some soul searching since then, or the entire thing's made up, but that's not as fun to think about. All right, last one for the day. Are you ready? Here's our son's room. Opens door. Closes door. He don't get out much. it's been beautiful. Thank you guys for riding along with me today. I really, really do love this green tech stuff. Far too delicious for words. You guys seem to be enjoying it, so we will keep it coming. Like, comment, subscribe, maybe share it around if you haven't quite yet. I'd like to thank everybody for following me on the social medias, which are linked in the description. You know, Twitter, Discord, etc., etc. But we've also got Patreon patrons and beautiful YouTube channel members. Thank you so much to each and every one of them for helping me make it through January. Really, really MVP stuff right there. I want you guys to keep yourselves safe out there. Wash your hands. Join me again tomorrow. And in the meantime, consider this. You are loved. You are worthy. You definitely, definitely deserve it. And I shall see you in the next one. So until then, friends, bye-bye.